Welcome again. This is Domain Dave from CheapWineFinder.com. This is a companion podcast to a wine we wrote up on the website, like we always do and have been doing it for 15 years. And what we've got today is kind of my choice. Usually I look for, you know, all around wines and just new things. But today I've grabbed one that I wanted to drink, and it's the Cloudline Willamette Valley Pinot Noir 2021. And doing this website for 15 years, learned a few things about what I like and don't like about wine. Most of the things I like a lot about wine. You know, in my what category of wine to like the best? Well, that's sparkling wine. There's more fun and actually really good, affordable sparkling wines. I mean, the whole... most of them I like. I mean, they're just fun wines. And my favorite wine is Willamette Valley Pinot Noir. And what we have here, the Cloudline, which I found at a local grocery store. I think it's a Roundy's. It's not a Roundy's here. It's, I think, Mariano's in Chicago. It was $16.99 for a 100% Pinot Noir from Willamette Valley. And it's a wine from Family Juin, I think the name is, who have one of the biggest producers in Burgundy since the 1880s till today. And in the early 1980s, they have a 235-acre estate in Willamette Valley. And they have a 235-acre single vineyard, and 25% of the grapes for the Cloudline came from that. I'm going to take a sip of this wine. And even though it's Willamette Valley and kind of upscale, this is a wine you can find at most everywhere. Not, well, at good liquor stores, wine shops, and at grocery stores that have quality wines. It's available. It's out there. Especially for a smaller, you know, family-owned producer from Willamette Valley, which there isn't a lot of big, you know, wineries up that way. And while 25% of the grapes are from a really excellent... estate vineyard, the other 75% are from local growers and local, you know, excess wine from local wineries, which is just the thing. They've been up there for 35 years. They know everybody. You know, they call somebody up, say, hey, you got any extra grapes? Of course, they've been doing this wine for 20 years. So they have their sourcing down. I mean, people know what's going to happen to it. And there are no bad vineyards up that way. I mean, everything is good. You know, you might like this one better than that vineyard, but you're not... You know, just because it's not 100% estate vineyard doesn't really mean anything, especially at this under $20 price tag. But it's excellent. I mean, it's a real Pinot Noir. I mean, if you're used to the modern bold Pinot Noirs with the Petit Sirah and, you know, Zinfandel added to them, the Meiomis of the world, which are, you know, ripe and, you know, and juicy and a little bit sweet. This ain't it. This is the one with the herbs and the mushrooms and the weird flavors and the strange exotic nose. They're wines into themselves. Nothing else tastes like a really good Pinot Noir. And this is actually a really good Pinot Noir. It just happens to be under $20. Yeah, I mean, it has the flavors hit you, and then there's like a lull, and it hits you again. I mean, that's, you know, when you're talking about value-priced wines, and a lot of times what you get up front is good, and there might be a mid-palate, there might be, you know, it might be a transition, and that'll be good too, and that's fun, and that's what you expect. And sometimes if all you get is what's up front kind of runs through the whole body of the wine, well, if what's up front is good, that's fine. But a really good wine... will take you on a little bit of a trip, you know, flavor-wise. Your taste buds go different places, and every sip might be a little bit different. And that's what we have here with the Cloudline Willamette Valley. You know, they always say these wines, anything under, you know, more value-priced, when Willamette Valley sells expensive wines, that's their whole thing. They're smaller boutique wineries. They don't have the ability, for the most part, to sell in bulk, I mean, in large volumes. Like this one, they can do that. There's a few affordable ones. You got to sell a lot of them to get into affordable pricing. They always say that, oh, that's easy to drink, as if the expensive stuff is hard to drink. No, don't do that. Don't say it's lesser. A good wine's a good wine no matter what the price. And this is a really nice Pinot Noir. And if you're, you know, if you don't know Willamette Valley and you're thinking about trying it out, well, you can go out and get a $70 bottle, or you get the Cloud Line and get basically a taste of Willamette Valley for a whole lot less, because, you know, sometimes under 20 bucks is bargain price wine. You know, sometimes $25 wine is bargain price depending on what the wine is. You know, so this is, take another sip. Yeah, this is a wine that changes as you drink it. That's worth the price of admission. That's the Cloudline Willamette Valley Pinot Noir 2021. Yeah, it's a nice Pinot Noir. It's a nice real Pinot Noir. It's a nice light to medium body Pinot Noir. It's a nice wine that's full of flavor and is delicious and has structure and has really good acidity. It allows the wine to go on and on and on. So that's it for me, Domaine Dave. I liked it. I knew I would. That's why I bought it. And what do I have next? I've got a few things going on. I'm still trying to get some rosés and some bubbies coming up because that's the time of year. And that's it for me. What we had here today is a Cloudline Willamette Valley Pinot Noir 2021. It's a legit Pinot Noir. It's not an expensive. It's a reasonably priced. You know, I think I paid like $17 for a good Willamette Valley Pinot Noir is an excellent price. So if you're looking to explore, there you go. This is a good place to start. So keep it cheap. Adios. Stay cool. And I'll be talking to everybody in a couple days. Bye-bye.